A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. And when it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you'll find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. And when they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. And Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. My friend Hemi is a New Zealand Maori. In fact, Hemi is the Maori version of James. Hemi is not confident of his skill in the Maori language, but he came with me to a meeting dealing with some aspects of Maori culture. He was rather reluctant to be there, and as we waited for the meeting to start, he seemed a bit lukewarm. Then the group's leaders came in, and my friend sat up with a jolt. And one of the leaders saw Hemi, and he also opened his eyes wide. It was, as they say, an electric moment as these two people recognized each other, each totally surprised to see the other in this time and space. Hemi had attended many Maori language courses taught by the other man, and so later, when lunchtime came, he pointed at Hemi, and Hemi knew what he had to do. My hesitant friend recited the formal Maori grace fluently and loudly, and stood tall at that meeting. I was reminded of this by today's reading. All the Gospels have accounts of disciples meeting Jesus after the resurrection, and mostly there is instant recognition, sometimes with alarm, with excitement, with joy, with astonishment at the moment. But John's account is different. Peter and the others have returned to Galilee and seem to have picked up their jobs where they left off. Have they decided that their time with the dead Jesus was a waste of time? Or is it just that they have to survive, and so they return to fishing with scant success? How were they feeling when this guy they didn't know called out to them and gave them advice? But a couple of them began to work out that this man was more than he seemed, and so there develops this barbecue on the beach. Some disciples, still unsure of what's going on, But the sharing of the fish and the bread eventually opens their eyes and ears. I like this story because it seems to me that the realization of the resurrection is quite often not a sudden manifestation, what I call a light bulb moment. Sometimes the illumination that comes from the presence of the living Lord comes only slowly, a time of misery, or an event that seems hollow, can over time and handed over to the care of the risen Christ, come to have meaning and consequences that we may never have imagined possible. So for these slow-witted disciples, this experience with a huge catch of fish points to the mission that they will engage in the future. Peter, previously discouraged, leaps out of the boat to accept the leadership of the group that Jesus had committed to him. And the offering of the bread and the fish now reminds them of that supper before the Passion of Jesus and takes on a meaning that has resonated down through the centuries. As we go through life, many, perhaps most days, seem mundane and inconsequential. Like my friend Hemi, we sit without expectation or curiosity. But sometimes something happens. And that something may take us into the realm of God, the presence of the risen Christ. Hemi and his friend and I spent a long time together talking about what we could do together. We left full of hope.